I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS, joined now by a special guest. He was the Iowa Gatorade High School Player of the Year when he was at Pella, pitching and hitting for the Dutch, leading them to two state championships, or tournaments, I should say, back when he was wearing the green and white. Grant Judkins joining us now, a senior at Iowa. First of all, Grant, congratulations on a great career after your time in Pella. Obviously, kind of a strange end to what could be your senior season. How have things been going so far in terms of the transition, having the season called off, and kind of been hanging in balance since then?
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been pretty hectic lately, just with all the new announcements coming out with the eligibility and everything. But I mean, I'm just hanging out, trying to stay in shape, work out when I can with whatever I can find. And it hasn't been too bad, though. Just kind of playing it by ear, playing it day to day.
Well, and this season you were tabbed, it seemed like, for some pretty special things. You were near the top of the Iowa rotation in terms of pivotal games that you would be pitching in series, and you had a pretty good start statistically. You know, thinking about what the season that you had so far and what ultimately will be this 2020 season, what were your thoughts coming in? And then in terms of how things were going, how were you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, I was excited for the season and was happy about how things had played out up to that point. And I just thought that we had a really special team going into the year, and it showed through the first 15 games. I think we were 10-5 with winning our last 7 of 8 or something like that. So I thought we were off to a great start and had what it took to get us to that next level with the postseason and hopes to make it to the College World Series and win it. But I thought we had a special team, and for it to be called short was a little disappointing, but I understand why it happened. So, I thought we had something good going.
Well, and this came after what I would probably describe as a breakout year for you, your junior season. You became a regular in the rotation. You earned some national honors, some Big Ten honors. After that junior year, how were you feeling, especially with how you were able to perform and adjust to that Big Ten atmosphere in the collegiate game?
Yeah, I felt like my game came a long way. My junior year, I really learned a lot from my first 2 years here, and that really helped me. But I was excited to continue to improve and show that I could do more than that. And I was excited about this season, but obviously it was cut short. But I mean, you can continue to improve still and hope for the future.
And Grant, this is the first time I've had you on the air in 4 years. So last time we talked was just before the state tournament in your senior season. How far do you think you've come as a baseball player since then? And what are the things that you've worked on specifically to put yourself in a place where I know that you think you even have a chance to be drafted this year, which is a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've come a long way. I think, one major change is I'm no longer hitting. I'm just focusing on pitching. So that's been a big change. And I think I've learned a lot just from my different coaches and from the technology we have at the University of Iowa. So I've really worked on fine-tuning my skills and just tried to continue to improve each and every day and just see what I could do.
Well, and Coach Heller has turned this Iowa baseball program into certainly one that's relevant, especially when you think about the northern half of the country. Baseball tends to be dominated by the SECs and the southern half schools. But Coach Heller has really turned the Iowa program into definitely a team that nobody really wants to play. How much has he had an impact on you and that coaching staff up in Iowa?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Heller's done a great job in his time at Iowa. He's really, like you said, he's really turned the program around, got us in the right direction. But I think a lot of that has to do with the team buying into what he's preaching and what the coaching staff has to tell us. So I think just everyone buying in has really helped turn the program around and got us heading in the right direction. So we're excited about that.
Well, before I ask you about the future, since this is the first time we've talked since you graduated from Pella, when you think back now, you were able to be a part of a couple of state tournament teams. You had some tremendous postseason accolades, obviously a ton of success in the Little Hawkeye Conference and so on. You know, when you think back to your time at Pella now, what are some of maybe your favorite memories or the things that you've carried with you into college?
definitely the state tournaments are up there for my top memories, but I think just being with the guys every day and just enjoying the game, having a great time with everyone, I think that's just, that just tops everything off. But I mean, I had a great experience at Pella. I'm grateful that I had that opportunity, and it's just been awesome and really set me to the spot I've gotten. So it really helped me out along the way.
Well, and the big question is, so as we're talking earlier this week, the NCAA Division I Council has granted eligibility relief for all spring sports athletes. So that includes you as a senior. And you have some big decisions to make with that. First of all, what was your reaction to that news, knowing that if you wanted another chance at Iowa, you'll have that opportunity?
Yeah, I was excited about the ruling, and it was just a big relief to have that option if needed. So it's kind of like I have that in my back pocket if I need to come back and finish that year out.
Well, and now part of that is that each school or each conference may make their own rules with that. Have you heard anything yet about what Iowa or the Big Ten may be doing, or kind of how your senior class will be kind of treated? Because correct me if I'm wrong, baseball is not necessarily a full scholarship sport. It kind of has different rules than football and basketball.
Right. Baseball, you get, I think, 11.7 scholarships throughout the team. So it's split up pretty evenly. But I think the university is talking about it and trying to make a decision on how they can go about giving the money to the people coming back. So I think a lot's still up in the air, and we're just kind of waiting to see what they decide before I make any decisions about the future.
Well, and the other big decision could be made for you, as Major League Baseball still, as far as we know, intends to have a draft sometime either this summer or this fall. And it sounds like you have some potential to maybe have your name called on that day. You know, when did professional baseball really, do you think, become an opportunity for you? And how has that process been going, trying to find out if you can take your game to that next level?
Yeah, I mean, since my time at Iowa, I think the coaches, their goal is to make us the best player possible to get us to that next level. So since my time at Iowa, I think that's been in the back of my head. That's always been a dream of mine since I've grown up. So it's become more of a reality as I've improved and gone through the years and just had some success. So I'm just looking forward to what the future holds and just kind of sitting back and waiting to see what happens.
And have you heard anything yet from any big clubs yet or any other coaches that have given you feedback?
I haven't heard anything recently, just with everything that's gone on, but I've had some conversations with some people that sounds like there's some interest, so we'll just see what happens, especially if the draft gets shortened and things change a little bit. We'll just have to see what happens.
That's Iowa baseball senior Grant Judkins, also a Gatorade Player of the Year when he was here at Pella High School. Grant, it's been fun catching up with you. It's been great to talk to you again for the first time in quite some years, and we wish you certainly all the best. Hopefully, your name does get called in the MLB draft, or we're seeing you in the black and gold again. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.